Chapter 23. After a quick visit to my father, who was busy, I went out for a drink with Chief Inspector Taverner.
"Well," he said, "the case is over at last."
But he didn't sound very happy about it. "Do you think Brenda and Lawrence will be found guilty?" I asked him.
"It's impossible to say," he replied. "There's no proof, and no definite or direct evidence against them. It's the same in a lot of murder cases."
"What about the letters?"
"The letters say things like, 'It won't be long now,' but they never mention poison. They could argue that all they meant was that Aristide Leonidis was so old he was sure to die soon."
"And what do you think? Are they guilty?" I asked. He looked at me with no expression on his face.
"I don't think anything, Charles. I've done my duty, and it's been decided to send them to trial."
That's how I knew that Taverner wasn't satisfied. A few days later, I talked to my father about the case. Like Taverner, he said that there was enough evidence against Brenda and Lawrence to send them to trial. "That's not what I'm talking about," I said. "With your experience, do you think they're guilty?"
"To be honest with you, Charles, I just don't know. They could be guilty, but I'm just not sure. And I wish I was."
We were silent for a while before my father said,
"So tell me, Charles, what do you think? Do you think that one of the Leonidis family is the real murderer?"
"Yes, I do," I finally admitted, "because that's what they think themselves."
"Do they?" said my father. "That's very interesting."
"Only Roger is sure it's Brenda," I continued. "The others don't think so."
"So, who do you think it is?" my father asked quietly.
"Sophia?"
"No, of course not, no."
"But you're not completely sure, are you?" said my father. "Even if you won't admit it. What about the others?" "I can think of reasons, though not always good reasons, why they all could have killed Aristide Leonidis," I said. "Philip has always been very jealous of Roger, and he could have poisoned his father to make sure that Roger's company went bankrupt. I don't think Magda is involved, and although she suddenly wants Josephine to go to school in Switzerland, I think it's because she's afraid that Josephine knows something, and she would never hit Josephine on the head."
"Why not, Charles?" said my father. "Don't you read the news? Mothers often dislike one or more of their children." "Who else is there? What about Roger?"
"I'm sure that Roger didn't kill his father, but his wife might have done it. I told him about my conversation with Clemency."
"And Edith," I continued. "Edith de Havilland might have done it, if she had a good reason. But I don't know why." "Would she hit the child on the head?"
"No," I said slowly. "I don't believe she would. Which reminds me, Josephine said something that doesn't fit in, but I can't quite remember what it was."
"You'll remember soon," said my father. "Anyone else?"
"Well," I said,
"it could be Eustace. He didn't like his grandfather, and he has been behaving very strangely. And he's the only one who I think could knock out Josephine if she knew something about him. And she does seem to know everything. She writes it down in a little book."
I stopped.
"What's the matter?" asked my father.
"I've just remembered what Josephine said," I exclaimed. "We thought that Josephine's room was searched because of the letters. But Josephine told me that it was Lawrence who hid the letters in the attic. She saw him and found the letters, but left them where they were."
"Well?"
"That means that it wasn't the letters that someone was looking for in Josephine's room. It must have been something else. Her little black book, where she writes everything down. If Josephine still has that book..."
I stood up. "Then she still isn't safe," said my father. "Is that what you were going to say?"
"Yes," I said. "She won't be out of danger until she leaves for Switzerland."
"I think you're right about the danger," said my father. "You should go to Three Gables at once."
"Is it Eustace?" I asked him desperately. "Clemency?"
"I think the facts point clearly in one direction," my father said gently. I'm surprised you don't see it yourself. I think... At that moment, a police officer knocked on the door.
I know you asked not to be disturbed, sir, but Miss Leonides is on the telephone. She says it's urgent.
I quickly picked up the telephone and heard Sophia's voice say desperately, Charles, it isn't over. The murderer is still here.
What's wrong, Sophia? Is it Josephine?
It's not Josephine, said Sophia. It's Nanny. Josephine didn't drink her cocoa and left it on a table. Nanny didn't want to waste it, so she drank it.
Poor Nanny. Is she very ill?
Oh, Charles, said Sophia. She's dead.